Chapter 11. Two Letters. Lemus was still in bed the next morning when Fiedler brought the letters for him to sign. They each came from a different hotel in Switzerland. Lemus read the first letter. "To the manager, Royal Scandinavian Bank, Copenhagen. Dear sir, I have been travelling for a few weeks and have not received any post from England. For this reason, I have not received your reply to my letter of 3rd of March asking for a current statement of my joint account with Herr Karlsdorf. I don't want any more delay, so please could you send a statement to me at this address, 13 Avenue des Colombes, Paris 12, France. I'm sorry for this confusion. Yours faithfully, Robert Lang." "I didn't send them a letter on the 3rd of March," Lemus said.
"No, you didn't," replied Fiedler. "But if the bank thinks that you did, they will be worried and will reply quickly."
The second letter was the same as the first one, except for the names. Lemus signed the names on both letters. Fiedler thanked him and told him that someone would post the letters in Switzerland the next day. He expected to hear from his colleagues in Paris about the replies in about a week.
"So we can go for walks and drive around the hills," said Fiedler. "And you can tell me more details about the circus."
There were many more walks that week. Both men were relaxed, and Lemus talked a lot about his job and the circus. In the evenings, they ate together and talked in front of a fire. The two men began to like each other, and almost to trust each other, although Fiedler did not understand why Lemus had wanted to defect. Fiedler told Lemus that he had only been to England once when he was a child.
"But," Fiedler said, "Munt worked there. Did you know that he worked in London?"
"Oh, yes," replied Lemus. "He killed two people while he was there. And he nearly killed my colleague, George Smiley, too."
"It was amazing that Munt managed to escape, wasn't it?" said Fiedler.
"I heard that they didn't really want to catch him," replied Lemus.
"What?" said Fiedler.
"Someone told me that one of our people made some big mistakes," replied Lemus. "It was better to let Munt escape than to let too many people find out about them."
"Did anyone suggest that there was another reason why the circus let Munt escape?"
"What do you mean?" asked Lemus.
Fiedler did not reply then, but, as the days passed, he started to seem tense and worried. One day, when they were driving in the hills, Fiedler made a long phone call from a phone box. Lemus wondered why he did not use a phone in the farmhouse. Later, Fiedler said,
"We must be careful, both of us."
"Why? What do you know?" asked Lemus quickly.
"You might have to look after yourself for a while," Fiedler said. "But don't worry. Everything will be all right."
He held Lemus's arm tightly and continued speaking.
"Munt has never done an interrogation before. I've always done them. Munt likes to kill people, not talk to them. And I've often wondered why."
His hand held Lemus's arm more tightly.
"I've thought about it, Lemus. I think he killed British agents who might know too much about him. I think Munt is a double agent, working for the circus.
You're crazy, said Lemus angrily. It's not true. I was in charge in Berlin. The circus couldn't have an agent who I didn't know about. Not an agent who was the head of operations for the East German Secret Service.
That phone call, said Fiedler, was about the reply to your letter to the bank in Copenhagen. Someone withdrew all the money from the account a week after you deposited it. It happened when Mundt was on a visit to Copenhagen. In London, Liz had received a letter too. It came from the organisers of the Communist Party in Britain. Dear comrade, we have had an invitation from the party in the German Democratic Republic for some of our members to visit party branches there. There are going to be visits for members of the Bayswater branch to the Neuenhagen branch in Leipzig. We asked for names of people who might be interested, and your name was given to us. We are sure that you are the right comrade for this job. All costs will be paid by the party in the GDR. We are sure that you will want to accept this invitation. The visit will happen at the end of this month. Members will travel alone because the visits will happen at different times. Please let us know as soon as possible whether you can accept, and we will let you have more information. Liz wondered who had given her name to the organisers. Then she remembered a man who she had met at a big meeting for all the London branches. He had asked lots of questions.
Ash, that was his name, she thought. Perhaps it was him.
She felt excited because it was a trip abroad. After writing to accept the invitation, she saw Smiley's card. She remembered him saying,
"Did the party know about you and Alec?"
And she smiled. The trip abroad would help her to forget about Alec.